and welcome to this month's Life Notes, which move you one book closer to living 12 category smart. This is Jessie Colhagen, and you're listening to the Life Note, Bold, by Peter Diamandis and Stephen Kotler, and summarized by Marcia Joseph. As always, we'll begin with a quote. "The world's most precious resource is the persistent and passionate human mind." Peter Diamandis and Stephen Kotler offer insight into the world of leading-edge technologies, such as robotics and artificial intelligence, in Bold, How to Go Big, Create Wealth, and Impact the World. They give us a sneak peek inside the minds of billionaires and bold thinkers. And most importantly, they share the tools that you can use to bring your own bold visions into the world. This book will catapult your thinking into a world of big visions, cutting-edge trends, and entrepreneurial impact. Peter Diamandis founded more than 15 companies in the high-tech space. He co-founded and is executive chairman of Singularity University and is chairman and CEO of XPRIZE. His co-author, Stephen Kotler, is an award-winning journalist, a best-selling author, and also co-founded and is director of research for the Flow Genome Project. So in other words, these guys know a thing or two. In this Life Note, we'll take a look at exponential technology, being bold, going big, and billionaire thinking. We'll also consider some noteworthy technologies that are changing the world and ways for leveraging the crowds to achieve success. If you're ready to think big, you're going to love this book. The first big thought: exponential technology, dinosaurs and photographs. Quote, "Either disrupt yourself or be disrupted by someone else," end quote. You have to love a book that starts out this way. Go back some 66 million years and life on Earth was a little different. Indeed, sometimes you need to look to the past for wisdom to help you create a different future. The authors remind us of the plight of the dinosaurs, who were around for 100 million years and then, poof, they were gone. They share a more modern-day example of this with Kodak, who in the late 90s had a $28 billion market cap and a near-monopoly position controlling 85% share of cameras and 90% share of film. And yet, not many years later, with the market having turned to digital photography, Kodak was on its last breaths and filed for Chapter 11 in 2012. The fascinating part of the story is learning how Kodak passed up the opportunity to be the pioneers in the digital photography space. They clearly did not disrupt themselves. Exponential technology is causing incredible disruption, and it'll only continue. In Bold, the definition of an exponential organization is, quote, "one whose impact or output, because of its use of networks or automation and or its leveraging of the crowd, is disproportionately large compared to its number of employees," end quote. Instagram is a great example of an exponential organization. They revolutionized photo sharing, and by doing so, they rapidly grew their valuation. With just 13 employees, they built and then sold the company to Facebook for $1 billion. If you need to have your eyes opened as to what's possible when you leverage technology, there you go. Disrupt yourself or become a dinosaur. The choice seems rather simple. The next big thought: being bold, moonshots and space travel. Quote, "Over the past few years, Google has repeatedly made headlines with the audacity of their moonshots," end quote. There are thought-provoking examples throughout the book of entrepreneurs and companies that boldly forge completely new territory. Google is famous for this bold thinking. In fact, they go for what they call moonshots. The authors explain, quote, "Moonshots, by their very definition, live in that gray area between audacious projects and pure science fiction. Instead of mere 10% gains, they aim for 10 times improvements. That's a 1,000% increase in performance," end quote. Just what are some of those audacious things that Google's working on? Everything from space exploration and life extension to artificial intelligence and robotics. And in fact, the title of the guy who heads up Google X is Captain of Moonshots. You've got to love that, right? Google X, by the way, is a research and development arm of Google that now is called X. If you want to learn more about it, then just Google it, of course. Elon Musk is also boldly pursuing his vision of space travel. Through his company, SpaceX, he's breaking new barriers in space travel. In May 2012, his SpaceX Dragon docked with the International Space Station, making history as the first commercial company to launch and dock a vehicle with the International Space Station. And Diamandis shares his own interesting background and fascinating stories about his space-related ventures in bold. One great story is how one of his companies, Planetary Resources, an asteroid mining company, used crowdfunding to launch a crowd-controlled space telescope. They creatively offered space selfies to help raise funds. While you may not be planning to send your own rockets into outer space, you'll find some great inspiration to create moonshots in your own life as you delve into the interesting stories you'll find in the book. The next big thought: going big, leveraging passion. Quote, Elon Musk, like every entrepreneur in this chapter, is driven by passion and purpose. Why? Passion and purpose scale. Always have, always will. Every movement, every revolution is proof of this fact. Plus, doing anything big and bold is difficult, and at 2 a.m. for the 5th night in a row, when you need to keep going, you're only going to fuel yourself from deep within. End quote. So that begs the question, what are you so passionate about that you're willing to work on it at 2 a.m. for 5 nights in a row? Chances are it'll be hard to be successful if you don't love what you do. As you go big with your life and your work, the challenges get bigger. So it'll only get more and more difficult to be successful if you don't have passion. Quote, people love passion. People love to contribute to passion, and you can't fake it. End quote. There's great power in passion because when you're thinking boldly with a big vision, people are inspired to jump in and help you achieve your vision. There's an interesting concept in bold that's called super credibility. Essentially, this is when an idea is not just believable, but it jumps way above that line to the place where people say, wow, that's fantastic. How can I get involved? Look, it's not easy to bring big ideas into reality. You have to jump through many hoops, wade through a lot of muck, and persist through seemingly endless challenges. But when you have passion, it's going to fuel the fire and carry you through. And when you have super credibility, you can leverage the passion of others to help make that fire burn even brighter. The next big thought: billionaire thinking, unfazed by scale. Quote, the best way to become a billionaire is to solve a billion-person problem. End quote. Diamandis gives us an insider's view into the minds of 4 multi-billionaires who he's worked with in some form: Elon Musk, Richard Branson, Jeff Bezos, and Larry Page. Clearly, they are bold thinkers. Elon Musk, for example, has created 4 multi-billion-dollar companies, including SpaceX, Tesla Motors, PayPal, and Solar Cities. If you're familiar with Musk, you'll know that he is absolutely fearless. He's described as, quote, relentless in his pursuit of the bold and, the bigger point, totally unfazed by scale, end quote. In fact, the willingness to tackle big-scale opportunities is a characteristic that these 4 billionaires share. Richard Branson has famously started, invested in, or helped create more than 500 companies. That's not 5, but 500. Clearly, he's someone who, like Elon Musk, is not fazed by scale. And Branson seems to be the poster boy for knowing how to mix fun with business, whether it's setting world records in balloons and speedboats, or poking fun at his competitors in creative PR stunts. He's clearly having fun while building his companies on a massive scale. Jeff Bezos, founder and CEO of Amazon, thinks boldly in part by taking long-term views. His advice? Quote, if you're going to invent, you've got to be willing to be misunderstood for long periods of time. End quote. And Larry Page, co-founder of Google, asks this. Quote, I have a very simple metric I use. Are you working on something that can change the world? Yes or no? End quote. If you want to learn more about these interesting billionaires and how they've achieved massive success by thinking on a big scale, you'll find more great insight in bold. You may want to incorporate some of their character traits into the character section of your life book too, if you feel inspired. And why not ask yourself the same question that Larry Page asked earlier? Are you working on something that can change the world? We hope that you'll continue to think on a world-changing scale and then go out there into the world and actually make it happen. The next big thought: noteworthy technologies, from sensors to synthetic biology. Quote, with genetic engineering, we've been inserting a gene or two from this organism into that organism, such as taking the DNA that makes jellyfish flog, and as South Korean researchers did in 2007, inserting it into gats to create, you guessed it, glow-in-the-dark cats, end quote. One of the most interesting parts of Bold is learning more about five noteworthy technologies, which the authors describe as five to change the world. Here's a sneak peek at the five: networks and sensors, infinite computing, artificial intelligence, robotics, and synthetic biology. All of these fascinating details are in the book, but let's consider just a few examples that are shared. A sensor basically detects information, and the use of these is exploding. How about receiving a tweet when your plants need to be watered? Yes, you can now get that thanks to sensors. Tweeting plants. We love that idea. Then there's infinite computing, which has to do with the cost of computing becoming progressively less expensive and moving towards something that is plentiful and free. One of the implications noted in Bold is that as a result, problems can be solved exponentially faster than in the past. You're probably familiar with the concepts of artificial intelligence and also robotics, so we won't deal with those here, but those technologies are both exploding with major implications. And hey, maybe we can get a robot to water our plants when they start tweeting at us, right? And then there's synthetic biology, which is described this way. Quote, synthetic biology is built around the idea that DNA is essentially software, nothing more than a four-letter code arranged in a specific order. The implication then is that nature's original code can be swapped out for new human-written code. End quote. If your mind is just a little bit blown right now, just wait until you read more about this technology. These fascinating technologies and others are out there being leveraged by some of the brightest minds on Earth. Yet, still in their beginning stages, there's plenty of opportunity to go around. So sit up, take notice, learn more about these technologies in the book and other places, and then consider going out and rocking the world with your own ideas for how to make the best use of them. The final big thought: leveraging the crowds, crowdsourcing and crowdfunding your way to success. Quote, the crowd is becoming hyper-connected and hyper-responsive, end quote. People have relied on their community since the caveman days to help them survive and thrive. What's changed spectacularly in recent years is access to the global community through technology. Today we live in a world that is global and exponential. Crowdsourcing and crowdfunding are both exciting resources to consider that can help you grow exponentially. Let's start with crowdsourcing. This is where you can get other people to help you create, launch, or improve your product and service. If you want to have a website built, you can simply post your project request on any number of sites, and within a short time, you can have hundreds of responses and bids coming from the remote corners of the globe. Need a logo? Just crowdsource it. And then there's crowdfunding, where you can get other people, a whole bunch of other people, to fund your business idea. One of our favorite examples from Bold is how a passionate fan of the inventor Nikola Tesla created a successful crowdfunding campaign called Let's Build a Goddamn Tesla Museum in order to save Tesla's former laboratory from being demolished and to turn it into a museum instead. The authors provide some really useful, specific information about the best way to go about crowdsourcing and crowdfunding. They mentioned that they wanted Bold to be both a playbook and a go-to resource. As a result, there are some great practical tips included, so you can take action right away. You can no longer use lack of resources or lack of funds as an excuse. It's all out there, just waiting for you to claim it. The possibilities are unlimited for you to go big, create wealth, and impact the world. So there we have it, Peter Diamandis and Stephen Kotler's insight into a world of big visions, cutting-edge trends, and entrepreneurial impact. We hope you found it valuable and insightful. Thank you so much for listening in. We look forward to sharing more wisdom with you again soon. And until next time, here's to moving one book closer to living 12 Category Smart.